China begins imposing masks again as coronavirus cases rise. By John Hayward on November 6, 2023. Chinese officials are once again telling the public to wear masks as various respiratory diseases surge alongside a rise in coronavirus cases. China's state-run Global Times on Friday quoted epidemiologists who claimed the surge of pneumonia, influenza, bacterial infections, and coronavirus cases was not too far out of line with projections for China's autumn and winter six seasons. Although their comments implied influenza infections severe enough to require hospital visits were picking up steam a little earlier than usual in the southern provinces. Chinese doctors told the Global Times that COVID-19 still exists and is still spreading, but it no longer seems to cause severe cases or lead to many deaths. Only about 8% of current coronavirus patients are presenting with symptoms of pneumonia. The big concern at China's hospitals this season is Mycoplasma pneumoniae pneumonia, MPP, a bacterial lung infection that is usually mild, but can weaken the patient's immune system and increase their risk of contracting severe influenza. Chinese school-aged children are especially prone to contracting MPP. This prompted health officials to issue early public advisories to take precautions in a timely manner, including the return of sanitary masks. The Global Times described the mask warnings as advisories at present, rather than compulsory mandates. Masks are especially encouraged in areas where children and the elderly tend to congregate, such as schools and medical facilities. On Sunday, the Global Times reported that hospital pediatric departments are at peak capacity in several cities across China. Many of the young patients have been diagnosed with the double peril of MPP and influenza. Experts remind the public to be cautious about cross-infection of Mycoplasma pneumoniae pneumonia, MPP, and other respiratory diseases, but denied a higher-than-usual incidence rate than that in previous years, the Global Times wrote. On the other hand, some Chinese doctors fear this year is a major epidemic year of MPP and, in a rare challenge to official pronouncements, the Global Times reported that pediatric cases in southern China are running considerably higher than in previous years. Some of the doctors quoted in the article claim this is largely due to better diagnostic procedures, whereas in past years mild MPP infections were often written off as the common cold. The Beijing Center for Disease Prevention and Control has reminded that schools are prone to clustered infections. Therefore, they should reduce group activities this winter, given the superimposed prevalence of influenza, COVID-19, and other respiratory diseases, the Global Times reported.